I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. A political soap opera has transfixed Mexico for the past few months. It's the story of a street vendor from Mexico City who rose to political stardom. He goes by the name of Juanito, and his is a story worthy of a telenovela. The World's William Troop explains.
I was so looking forward to tomorrow, when Juanito is to be sworn in as president of one of Mexico City's 16 local districts. Juanito, whose real name is Rafael Acosta, is not your typical politician. He usually sports a tricolor headband with his name on it. Many Mexicans regard him as a common man, although not everyone agrees on whether that's a good thing. But his down-to-earth quality did lend an air of authenticity to this month's Independence Day celebrations in the Mexican capital.
¡Viva Iztapalapa!
Whatever his qualifications, or lack thereof, all agree that Juanito got to this point in very unlikely fashion. The job of president in the district of Iztapalapa carries some real political power and control over a multi-million peso budget. So much bigger politicians coveted the job of district boss. Among them, a former congresswoman. She seemed a shoo-in. She has experience in big-time politics and the support of Manuel Andrés López Obrador. Remember him? He's the guy who claims he was the real winner of the 2006 presidential election.
Sencillamente, yo gané la elección.
And therefore, he is Mexico's legitimate president right now. Well, he's not president, and so he's left to focus on local races like the one in Iztapalapa. But his hand-picked candidate was barred from running. No problem, said López Obrador. I'll find someone else to run. And he did. That was Juanito, a local activist who sells umbrellas on street corners. Juanito said, sure, he'll run, and if he won, he would step down and name the barred candidate to replace him. López Obrador told his supporters to vote for Juanito. They did, and guess what? The umbrella salesman won. But once elected, Juanito reneged on the promise and pulled a page from López Obrador's campaign playbook. Juanito claimed that he is the legitimate president of Iztapalapa.
El pueblo votó por mí, votó por Rafael Acosta Ángeles.
It was my name on the ballot, said Juanito, and the will of the people must be respected. For 3 months, Juanito resisted the pressure to step down, and he seemed to enjoy all the attention. Then came the protests from Iztapalapa voters, angry at Juanito for not keeping his word. These people were upset because they'd voted for one candidate, but were expecting to get someone else? Right. Anyway, it was all too much in the end for Juanito. Yesterday, he finally caved. He will still get sworn in tomorrow, but he's announced that he will, after all, step down and let López Obrador and his followers have their way. He calls it medical leave. All the stress gave him chest pains, apparently. And so Mexicans are left to wonder who the hero of this political telenovela really is. For The World, I'm William Troop.